Hello, this is John Vincent, and welcome to the Conscious Mind Reprogramming Techniques. In this session, I'm going to share with you a number of NLP techniques to help supercharge your motivation and give you a laser-like focus for projects and things that you want to do. Being motivated to get up at 6 in the morning. Being motivated to go to the gym. Being motivated to clean your house or apartment. Being motivated to earn more money. Being motivated to be a better parent or family member. You can be motivated by things and motivated to do things. Let's take action. Let's move forward. So, before we get started, I'd like you just to think about something you would like to be more motivated to do. If it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I would like you to imagine that you were already motivated and have been engaged in doing this activity in a really motivated fashion. This is now something that you regularly do. What would you see? What would you hear? How would you feel inside? How would you know that this change has occurred and you are more motivated? How different do you feel right now? And just enjoy and be aware of what it is like to have already achieved this motivated state. And open your eyes. With this simple thought experiment, you've created a visual blueprint for your unconscious mind of exactly where you want to be more motivated. And because your unconscious mind doesn't recognize the difference between real and vividly imagined images, you've already started in progress the reprogramming of your mind for more motivation. As this recording is all about motivation, we're going to get straight to it and create a powerful motivation anchor. Then, use the motivation anchor to attach powerful feelings of motivation to the activities that you want to be more motivated to do. And future pace them into the future so that you see yourself being more motivated and getting the things you want to get done. So, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to bring into your mind something that you are motivated to do. This can be anything like sports or learning to play an instrument, anything that you are motivated to do. Bring to mind. See what you see when you're motivated. Hear what you hear when you're motivated. Feel how motivated you feel about the things that you really want to do. And squeeze your thumb between your index and your middle finger. Squeeze that together as you feel those feelings of motivation. Associate the feeling of motivation to the squeeze of your thumb and finger. Feel that feeling of motivation. Allow it to grow. Allow it to spread right through your body. And squeeze your thumb between your fingers again. That's it. Feel that motivation, and once again, when you feel it, squeeze your thumb between your two fingers. And as you get that feeling of motivation, allow it to spread up to the top of your head, down to the tips of your toes. Feel that motivation and squeeze your thumb between your fingers. Squeeze your thumb between your index and your middle finger. That's it. Feel that powerful motivation now. And if you need to stop this audio to spend a few more minutes to really ramp up this feeling of motivation, go ahead, press pause. Ramp up those feelings of motivation, associate them to the squeeze of your thumb between your two fingers. That's it. Feel that motivation as you squeeze your thumb between your fingers. And open your eyes and come on back out. Now. What I'm going to ask you to do in a moment is to place your thumb between your two fingers and squeeze so that you can see how much of that feeling of motivation comes back. The anticipation as you put your thumb between your fingers and squeeze and feel those motivated feelings come back. That's it. Feel how motivated you feel. That's it. Good. Release your thumb and know that you've created an anchor for motivation. Now. The first thing we're going to do with your new motivation anchor is to have you think about something that you want to be more motivated to do. Close your eyes and bring to mind the thing that you want to be more motivated to do. And as you picture in your mind, make it bigger, make it brighter, make it bolder and more vivid. Squeeze your thumb between your fingers as you think about that thing you want to be more motivated to do. Squeeze your thumb and finger together. Feel those feelings of motivation surge through you as you think about the thing that you want to be more motivated to do. Now, squeeze your thumb between your fingers again and think about being really motivated. That's it. And open your eyes. Close your eyes again, and this time picture yourself doing this activity, being motivated to do it. Squeeze your thumb between your fingers and feel those feelings of motivation as you see yourself doing this activity that you want to do. That's it. Squeeze your thumb and finger together as you see yourself being motivated now. Feel those feelings of motivation flow through you as you see yourself. That's it. Open your eyes. Come on back out. You can close them again right now. Bring that image to mind. Notice how much more motivation there is there. And squeeze your thumb and finger together and fire off that motivation anchor. Flood your body with the feelings of motivation now. And open your eyes. All behavior is the result of state. Our state is made from the internal representations, the pictures and sounds we make in our mind, and the way that we make these images and these sounds. Our physiology, the posture, muscle tension, breathing, and so on, all these things affect our state, and our state affects our behavior. Feelings do not just appear from nowhere. The feelings we feel in our body, our emotions, come from the imagery and the self-talk. They come from the sounds and the pictures we make in our mind. We make big, happy, motivating pictures in our mind of us doing and succeeding things and have good feelings, and we are drawn towards doing more of those activities that make us feel good when we think about them. If, on the other hand, we make drab and dull small images, fuzzy and out of focus, the feelings attached to those will not be the motivated kind of feelings. Or we can make images and self-talk in our mind which is depressing and down, and that will cause a change in physiology, which will also result in a change in behavior. So, the self-talk, the images, the sounds, the pictures in our minds, and the movies we play on the screen of our mind are up to us to choose. And when you choose to create images of things that you want to do and deliberately attach feelings of motivation to those images and to that self-talk, you become motivated to do those activities, take those actions, and have new behaviors. Now, we're going to explore feelings of motivation that we've had before and start to associate those feelings to the activities that we want to achieve and that we want to do. Specific things that you want to be motivated to do. If it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'd like you to close your eyes and stop for a moment. Imagine that in front of you is another you, a you that is already motivated to do a certain activity. Take a moment to choose something that you want to become more motivated to do, and imagine seeing that you. And imagine what it's like already being motivated. Imagine seeing that other you demonstrating that motivated vibe, that motivated, powerful state. See yourself. How do you behave? How do you talk to yourself? In what tone of voice do you use? How do you stand? How do you move? How do you carry yourself? Make all the adjustments you need to see yourself even more motivated and powerful. When you're happy with that image of you, imagine stepping right into that new you, or step forward into that you, hold yourself that way. Imagine hearing the world the way you hear the world in a more motivated tone of voice. And as you see the world through these motivated eyes, feeling motivated and powerful feelings in your body, think of that situation or activity. Imagine seeing yourself being motivated and carrying out these activities now. Open your eyes and come on back out. Being motivated to move forward and achieve what you want is as simple as attaching motivated feelings to the images in your mind, the movies of how you see yourself being, acting, and behaving. When you see yourself doing an activity and feel motivated to do it, as well as talk to yourself in motivated tones of voice, that is a motivated state. And it's as simple as creating those feelings of motivation and associating them to the imagery in your mind. Now, this next powerful NLP technique, timelines, we're going to use to have you become motivated to achieve the desired goal that you want. And you can do this exercise again and again with different topics, different subjects, and different activities that you want to be more motivated to do. So, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, once again, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine a time stream from this present moment here to a point in time where you are fully motivated, and you've been doing an activity and gaining the results that you want. At some point in the future, weeks, months, or years in the future, wherever it's right for you to be able to look back from that position and see how far you've come and how motivated you are now. As you think about the thing that you want to be motivated more and more to do, and how you will look and how the world will look to you, imagine this marker at some point in the future. Now, I want you also to imagine a point between the present moment now and when you are much more motivated and enjoying this activity and powerfully motivated towards doing it. And as you find this point halfway between the present moment and where you've set the image in a few weeks, months, or years' time, I want you to imagine being motivated at this point. So, as you start to think about what it is that you want to be more motivated to do, as the future stretches out ahead of you, know certain things that are going to happen. Birthdays, festive times of years, celebrations and anniversaries. And as you see those moments in time stretching out ahead of you, can imagine floating up, up way above the present moment and way above your timeline stretched out in front of you. And as you look down at the present moment and the future stretching out in front of you, can imagine floating back down into your timeline in just a few days' time, doing this activity and feeling really motivated now. As you float down into your timeline and imagine doing the activity that you want to be more motivated to do and feel those feelings of motivation flood all over you, feel good. Enjoy those feelings as you see the world, the way you see it from a more motivated perspective. And imagine dropping back down into your timeline a week ahead from now and feeling motivated to do this activity and looking back over that last week and seeing how different things are because you're motivated to take action, get up and do these things that you want to do and make the changes you want to make. Now, enjoy that feeling, that motivated feeling as you see the world the way you see the world, with this more motivated feeling inside you now. Enjoy that feeling. And float up and out of here and forward in time a few weeks or months. And drop back down into your timeline now, effortlessly motivated to achieve the results that you want and motivated to take action and do these things regularly and feel good. And as you feel good looking out at the world with these motivated eyes, you can turn around and look back down your timeline and see how different you feel as you look back down and see how you were motivated and took action. That's it. Feel those feelings of motivation as you turn around and look back towards the future. Float up and out and along your timeline a few months and drop back down to the point that it's become a habit, a new habitual pattern of behavior, motivated to engage in this activity and do these things that you want to do and achieve the results you want to achieve. Now, feel good. And as you float up one last time and out, way out into the future, a year or more, and drop down and into that point in the future as you then turn round, look back down your timeline to the present moment, and see how different the world is now, because you took action, became motivated, and did what you needed and wanted to do. And as you turn back and look forwards into the future, seeing yourself being motivated to achieve the goals that you want to achieve now. You can float back up out of your timeline and come right back to the present moment. And as you float down into the present moment, you can relax, comfortable, in the knowledge that you've programmed yourself to be more motivated in certain situations now. Take a moment to reorientate yourself in the room before you open your eyes. confident and comfortable that you can feel more motivated now in any area of life by simply realizing that motivation is a label that you use to label certain feelings. And you can attach those feelings of motivation to any activity you want to be more motivated in. Listen to these conscious mind motivation techniques again, and use the accountability square to keep track of your progress in the areas of life you want to be more motivated in. Listen to the motivation hypnosis recording 5 times this week and notice powerful feelings of motivation in you to be more motivated to achieve anything you want.